Fools for Christ, written by Ryan Duncan and read by Stephen Sanders. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. 1 Corinthians 1:27. I was leaving the grocery store and had just started my car when I was approached by a man pushing a stroller. I assumed he was going to ask for directions, but it turned out that couldn't have been further from the truth. "Hey man, I really need some help. My daughter and I just got evicted from our apartment." He proceeded to rattle off his story as I listened uncomfortably. He had contacted social services, but they wouldn't be able to help him until tomorrow. His wife had left when things got tough. He was afraid of losing his daughter. He found a cheap motel to stay in, but he still needed $17 to pay for the room. Now, several things began to buzz through my head as he talked. The first was how I didn't trust a thing he was saying. In Asia, I'd seen female beggars use their children to garner sympathy from passing strangers. In South America, older men would hold Bibles or crosses, not because they were Christians, but because it encouraged people to give more generously. Everything about his story felt rehearsed, staged, right down to the toddler in his stroller. The second thing was that the man had said he needed $17, which was the exact amount I had in my wallet. I'd been hoping to use that money to grab lunch out or maybe see a movie, but could I really justify being so selfish if this guy really needed it? I considered giving him a few bucks just to make him go away, but withholding the rest didn't seem any better than giving him nothing. It felt like I was trapped between two choices. Would I be stupid or heartless? Eventually, I considered what Christ would have me do and handed over the money along with my best wishes. I don't know what became of that man. Maybe he was telling the truth. Maybe he was lying. And to be honest, I really don't care. God has called us to love, and you cannot love others if you are afraid of looking foolish. Remember what the Bible says in Matthew 5, verses 38 through 42. You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. Intersecting faith and life. Consider this. Love is like dancing. You'll never do it well if you're afraid of how you look. For further reading, check out 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to Crosswalk.com.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him in good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.